Levels are good. Maybe a bit much, but pretty good. All right, folks, we are back for game number 4 of the Wolves Cup for NIHL hockey here at the Mount Prospect Ice Arena. Chris Hamilton, I'll be calling your game for game 4, giving Eric Willoway a little bit of a break on his vocal cords after the first 3. And I'll be joined alongside by Andy Baker and Nina Palazzolo on camera.
Both glad to be here with you, Chris.
Glad to be here with you too, sir. It's been an exciting first 3 today.
It's been an exciting tournament.
All around. We'll see how this one turns out. Both teams doing their final huddle and getting ready. Tension and the action has been high this afternoon. And both teams are back in with the coaches to do a final chat. Puck drop will be in just a minute as they make sure the goals are in place and all the extra pucks are off the ice.
Yeah, make any last minute adjustments, any last minute game planning you want to do. It's time to do it right now.
Now is the time. It's been a great season overall for NIHL hockey, as I have to admit. I've been through most of the games, and the action's been good. The play has been good all around by everybody.
No, yesterday and today were my first experiences, and I can say I absolutely agree with you. Every game, it's like I was telling Eric earlier, is that there's only been very few games that didn't end up in, you know, 2 goals or less for a differential. It's been well-played hockey, really.
Well, looks like we're getting ready for puck drop. We're going to have number 50, Kyle Westbury, on goal for the Cyclones. And I can't quite tell yet who it is for the Huskies. Action begins. Shot on goal. Gone. Block. Shoulder block. By Schultz is going to be our goalie on for the Huskies. Another shot goes wide to the right. And the Cyclones have a hold of the puck, and they send it down towards the neutral zone, into the Cyclone zone. Paquette's got a hold of it, sends it back down across into the Husky zone, and it's going to be an icing call. Both teams very anxious, going all in from the start.
Yeah, both seem like they're just trying to feel out the pace here early.
And left circle of the Cyclones, and it is off. Off the far boards, around the back door of the goal on the Cyclone side. Number Adamczyk sends it out. Sends it back down across and is going to go for an icing call once again. And come back into the Cyclone side.
And the Huskies are sporting their own version of the Winnipeg Jets jerseys.
Yes, they are. Dark blue
look
very with
nice.
The white lettering. And the Cyclones have a white with a yellow and dark blue net lettering.
Kind of a blues, St. Louis Blues road jersey look.
Puck sent into the neutral zone right now by Adamczyk. Back around the back door of the Huskies' goal. And sent back out center ice. And stopped by the goalie behind the Cyclones' goal. Brought back along the near boards, and a shot by number 19. That's going to be Pasenka for the Huskies.
The goalie had a little bit of trouble with that one, but got it away out of harm.
Back around the back door and sent out back still on the edge of the Cyclone zone out near the blue line. Along the far boards, Cyclones still have control, and it goes out of play into the Cyclones box.
Schultz, the goalie for the Huskies, had an extremely good game last night. He played very well, and I myself was impressed with his play. It was very impressive, and hasn't let up anything yet, so hopefully it just keeps going.
We'll see if he can follow that up today.
Yes, absolutely.
Puck drops in the right circle on the Cyclone side, sends back around the inside boards, around by the back door of the goal on the Cyclones. Brought back out by Pasanka. I'm sorry. Cartland. Back into the neutral zone. Sent it by Anderson. Anderson passes it off. Still in control of the Cyclones. And we got a little...
Little action there.
Little action in the center there. Still in the neutral zone. Back and forth along the inside boards. Sent back out to the far side. Cyclones still gaining control. And stolen by the Huskies and sent back down towards the Cyclone glow. It's going to be brought back out by Piketty. Piketty sends it along the inside boards. Bounces across to the far side by Stariotti. Stariotti sends it across. We've got Bishop and Kinsler doing battle along the backside of the Cyclones or the Huskies goal. We got a shot on goal, goes wide, blocked by one of the skates of the Huskies. Huskies send it down into the Cyclone zone. Brought back out. And sent back down to the Huskies zone along the far boards. In the corner, nice little check there. Falcone, number one. And that's going to be Dominic Falcone. Sends it across, a little back and forth behind the goal on the Husky side. Adamczyk takes a shot on goal, butterfly save.
It was a sizzler and a nice save
by Schultz. And it is sent back in and stopped in play by the Cyclones goal. And that's going to be Westbury, Kyle Westbury. He's going to come out to the right circle. In the Cyclone zone. Puck drops. Cyclones gain control, but quickly stolen back by the Huskies. Sent around the back to the near boards. Cyclones take control. Kanzler sends it along. Across, passed off across to Cartland. Cartland sings around the back door of the goal on the Husky side. Along the far boards into the corner. And Charlebois gets control, passes it across back behind over to Anderson. Anderson sends it along the inside. They're in the corner. A little bit of battle. Back around behind the goal. And back into the corner we go once again. Off of Cartland. Kanzler takes a shot on goal. Butterfly save. Oh, and the rebound just goes wide to the right. And Huskies gain control, sending it back out into the Cyclone zone along the near boards into the corner. And we're going to have an icing call.
Nice saves early here for both goalies. Really, with Schultz continuing what we saw last night, just playing well, not getting too stressed. And
puck drop will be on the right side circle on the Husky side. Reliving the 80s over here with some interesting music in the background. A little bust a move going on. Puck crosses the neutral zone into the Cyclone side, around the back door of the goal, along to the far corner. We got Lovati, and it's stopped once again by Westbury. It's going to go out to the right circle.
Another nice save, and he decided it'd be safer to cover than to let the puck keep bouncing around.
Sometimes when they're all in there, it's the best thing to do. Why take chances?
Absolutely.
Lovati brings it around the inside board. Passes it around, and it comes off to Falcone. Falcone. Oh, Falcone takes a heck of a shot. Sends him across the ice, and the Huskies steal the puck.
It's one of the best hits I've seen so far in the tournament.
Cyclones have it on the near side. Send it off to the neutral zone.
And here's the response. And
yeah, it's getting a little chippy out here. And it's going to be a penalty called. Maybe not. Yep, there it comes. And we've got Falcone going to the box of shame there for the Cyclones.
Cross-checking.
What?
It's
hooking.
All
hooking will be the call. This could be Dominic Falcone. Not to be confused with Vincent Falcone, both of the same team. Face off in the left circle on the Cyclone side. Cyclones gain control quickly, and it gets sent back out all the way across. Stop by Schultz. Schultz is going to send it back out to the neutral zone for safety. O'Shea's gets a hold of it for the Huskies. Knocked down. He sends it back, and it gets knocked back into the neutral zone. Bonas sends it across to the far side. Off to Guerin. Guerin along the board to Derrickson. Derrickson sends it back. Back along the backside of the goal into the boards in the corner. Long shot into the neutral zone. Sends it all the way downfield into the back of the Husky zone. Huskies gain control in the back. Pasanka sends it out and down into the near circle, new corner of the Husky zone. Huskies bring it across. That's going to be Banks. Around behind the goal into the far side corner and along the boards we've got. Back behind the goal we go into the corner. Huskies gain control as it comes back into their zone. By Banas. We've got a little cluster of people going on. A little weak shot on goal. Easily deflected off to the right side.
Stick on the ground too. Just got picked up.
Back into the neutral zone we go. And along the far side. Coming across. Shot on goal. Pad block. Beautiful block there by Westbury. Back along the inside boards and sent to the far side. On the boards coming back, we've got Knight. Knight brings it along and sends it off with a shot by Apter. Easily stopped by Westbury. Westbury's going to stop play. And we're going to come off to the left side circle on the Cyclone side.
And early on here, both teams had their fair share of shots, but neither team's really had much of an advantage. Yeah,
a lot of back and forth, and it looks like it's the Cyclones are got in the near far corner. Along the boards they go, and a shot stopped by Westbury. That's going to be shot by Gustafson for the Huskies. And back out to the right side we go in the right circle.
And in the fourth game of a series of games today, we're still having a little bit of issue with the puck bouncing around as the surface is a little used up, but both teams deal with that. So
after four games, a little bit to be expected. Score is still 0-0 here in the first period with 4:50 left on the clock. Anderson brings it down for a Cyclones, takes a shot, goes wide to the right and along the far boards. It's going to be picked up by Pasanka. He's going to bring around to Kanzler. Kanzler takes a shot, deflected off of one of the Huskies. And it goes out to the far boards in the Cyclone zone. Cyclones through the circle, coming around the back door. And Anderson gets a hold of it. And we're in the neutral zone, and there's going to be a slashing call. Let's see who became the next victim of the box of shame for today is going to be for the Huskies, it's going to be Stariotti.
Yeah, 2 minutes for slashing there, and it'll be a power play opportunity for The
Cyclones.
Cyclones, yes.
Got a little 5-on-4 action along the near boards. Cyclones take control along the far boards. A little back and forth going on. And once again, Cyclones have control on the far board. A little shot towards goal. Taken by Lavati. And Domzik's got a shot. Goes wide to the right. And back along the far boards. Lavati gets a stick on, sends it off, passes it off, comes back to his Domzik. Domzik with shot again. Wide to the left this time. Back out to add it to Domzik. And gets past him in the neutral zone, goes back into the Cyclone zone as they come back around to regroup. Falcone, Dominic Falcone that is. A little fancy footwork there, brings it across the blue line into the Husky zone and passes off to Anderson.
Great penalty kill so far here for the Huskies.
48 left on the power play, 3:10 on the clock, 0-0. The score, we got Cartland. I keep getting those two backwards. Cartland comes across for the Cyclones, passes it off, ends up passed off to Anderson. Anderson in front of the goal. A little too much traffic, though. No one can get a good shot off. Cansworth takes a shot, and a beautiful butterfly save.
Wow. A nice shot there from the point, and Schultz would manage to stop it even
without a
lacking
stick.
His stick, yes.
Stick got bounced off to the right side, and he still managed to butterfly and catch it perfectly. It's going to come out to the right side circle on the
Husky
zone. And the Cyclones gain control. Anderson bringing around the backside. Passes off to Cansworth. Cansworth hanging out by the blue line, just waiting for a good opportunity. Huskies gain control. Send it off the glass and down into the near circle. The near corner on the Cyclone side. Cyclones pass it off. We got Apter sends it off to Pasenka. Pasenka bringing along the far side, back around the goal, and bumped off into the wall.
The Husky penalty has just come to an end.
Back on 5-on-5.
Yeah, there's going to be another one, another trip.
It looks like a tripping. Yes, it's going to be a tripping call on the Huskies, I believe. And let's see who visits the box next. There's a lot of cluster going on back there at the moment. And it's going to be number 57, Anthony Bonas.
Yep, so another power play opportunity for the Cyclones here with 2:05 to go in the first period.
First period.
First period of the fourth game.
Face off in the right side circle of the Husky zone. Falcone gets control and sends it across. Now Domzik has it.
Nice defensive play.
Gets bumped
play
off. We got Wessel coming in. Back to Domzik hanging out by the blue line. And Huskies send it UPS air all the way down into the Cyclone zone, back by the goal. As they take a pause to regain their composure and start coming back out. Brought back out by number 46, Lavati. Lavati brings it down. Off to Falcone, back to Lavati. Lavati sends it across to the far side. Domzik tries to take a shot, but it's blocked by players. Lavati tries to pass it in. Back to Lavati. Lavati along the near boards. Back and forth with Falcone. Falcone sends it across to Domzik. Domzik sends it right in front of the goal. A lot of activity going on.
Oh, yeah.
But the Huskies are maintaining a great job of defense as they're gathering and making a wall, so nothing's getting past. In along the near side, Havlovic sends it off to Lavati. Lavati back to Domzik. Domzik sends a shot in, blocked by the skates of the Huskies. And goes back across the neutral zone. Brought back in by the Cyclones. Adamczyk. Adamczyk in the near boards.
We're going to have a delayed penalty here.
Yep. Adamczyk bumped by O'Shea along the boards. And we've got our penalty. And it's going to be on the Huskies once again.
It's three quick ones in succession.
It is for Braden Smith. I did not see what the call was, but we still got 23 seconds on the first power play. 2 minutes now on the next with 28 seconds left in the period. Huskies take a quick shot, sending across. It's going to be easily stick stopped there by Westbury. Cyclones take control, 15 seconds.
The Cyclones, you just
Anderson
want to run
sends
out
it across into the Husky zone. Huskies send it back. Kanzler to Anderson. Anderson along the near boards, getting double teamed by Stariotti and O'Shea. And that is going to bring an end to the first period. The score still 0-0. Huskies and Cyclones.
Yeah, pretty interesting first period. Both teams played well. Both goalies played well. At the end of the period there for the Huskies, you would say the biggest issue for them was penalties. They had three quick penalties in succession and had a short-lived 5-on-3 disadvantage, and that'll continue over for a minute and a half. It'll be 5-on-4 to start the second period in favor of the Cyclones.
With a minute 32 left on that power play. So far, both teams playing very, very good offense and defense. Nobody's willing to give up even a single puck handle just to stay on top of things.
Yeah, and the shots on goal so far after one period, 9 for the Cyclones, 5 for the Huskies. So pretty close, the Cyclones with a little bit of an advantage. And as we're at the Wolves Cup, the Chicago Wolves would like to remind you that they have three upcoming games. Wednesday, February 22nd at 11 a.m. against the Cleveland Monsters. And Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th against the Iowa Wild. Saturday's games at 7 p.m. Sunday's games at 3 p.m. So don't miss this live AHL action. For tickets and any other youth hockey info that you need, visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
Our team switching sides for period number two. We're going to again have Kyle Westbury on goal for Cyclones, and Alan Schultz looks like remains for the Huskies. And play resumes. Sent down into the Husky zone, into the near corner. Carlin grabs a hold of it, takes a lead shot, and it's going to be stopped.
Yeah, that's still a little bit of time
Schultz
to kill here if you're the Huskies.
Too many people coming in to be comfortable. Had to hang on to that one. We're going to start off in the left circle for this faceoff on the Husky zone. A couple players in and out, switching off their line for the Huskies. Cyclones grab control. Pichetti takes a shot, goes wide to the right around the back of the goal. Sent back around by Kanzler. Kanzler into the near corner. Cyclones maintaining control. Anderson passes along the back. And the Cyclones passing it back and forth, looking for an opportunity. Shot taken by Kanzler. Butterfly saved by Schultz.
There was a laser right there, and Schultz did a nice job getting down and making that stop.
And so far, no mistakes at all by either team as far as goalie's concerned. We're back into the neutral zone. Pichetti's got control for the Cyclones. Bringing it in, some nice stick handling. Pushed off by Pushek for the Huskies. Along the far board, someone gets a stick on it, sends it up through the airmail. Back down into the Cyclone zone. Cyclones gain control. Pichetti sent it up to Haplovic. And Huskies steal it, sending it back in, but Pichetti gets control once again along the red line of the neutral zone and sends it back across to Adamczyk. Adamczyk coming around the back of the goal, going back and forth, not sure where to go. A nice handoff, and we've got a score.
Right at the end of the penalty there.
Right as time ran out. Beautiful shot by the Cyclones, and that is going to be Looks like that was a Domjic or 26. That was going to be 26. Logan Bain with the score. Beautiful pass across the crease. And he was waiting for it and easily slaps it in.
Snapper right in there.
And that's going to make it 1-0 with 11:23 here in the second period. Cyclones off to a good start.
Someone had to strike first.
Exactly. Falcone along the near side into the corner takes a dive into the boards. Double team by Huskies. We got a quick team piling up there. Huskies again well on the defense in front of their goal with three players in front of the goalie. So Schultz making easy work of it. And he's going to stop that in the play and bring it back out to the left circle. .10:56 remaining in the second period. 1-0 Cyclones. Huskies gain control and send it back out into the Cyclone zone. And it's going to be stopped by Westbury. Westbury's going to fan it off into the corner on the near side. We got a 3-on-1 pileup. Huskies on the Cyclones there. Haplovic gets a stick on it for a second, sends it across into the Husky zone, sent back into the neutral zone. O'Shea for the Huskies tips it back off to Pushek. Pushek sends it across and it goes back into the Cyclone zone around the back door. Comes around to Bain. Redmond for the Huskies. Sends it back in along the boards. Goes around to the far side. Cyclones regaining control. It's going to be Kanzler bringing it out to neutral zone. Pans it off to Bain. Bain sends it all the way down. And Huskies now gaining control. Bringing it back out near the neutral zone. But the Cyclones quickly steal it. And Anderson sends it across and a shot sent wide on goal.
It got deflected at the last second.
Cyclones fighting for control. We're going to have a penalty.
Yeah, it's a roughing call.
I believe that's going to be on the Huskies. And it looks like O'Shea, Danny O'Shea, number 22, a good Irishman.
Yeah, he's going to take a seat for 2 minutes here. Another power play opportunity for the Cyclones.
Fresh power play, 2 minutes. 9:27 remaining in the second. Cyclones still ahead 1-0. Action breaks in the neutral zone. Huskies gain control and send it down to the back of the Cyclone zone around the back door. And Anderson, or Domzik, I'm sorry, for the Cyclones, doing battle with Gustafson. Sent off to Lavati. Lavati hands it off to Anderson. Anderson brings it in. He's going to pass it off to Adamczyk. Adamczyk's going to bounce it around the backboards. And it's going to be right behind the Huskies' goal. Now we've got Charlebois and Anderson back there for the Cyclones doing battle with Bishop for the Huskies. And it gets popped out and sent back out. Huskies knock it in, send it down into the Cyclone zone. Lavati gains control, sends it off to Adamczyk, back into the neutral zone and coming across to the Husky side. Adamczyk sends a shot, wide to the right, easily stopped by Schultz.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing right now, if you're the Huskies, the biggest thing that you would want to fix is, you know, you've had four penalties here and pretty close together. So less time on the penalty kill, the better.
Definitely. All you're doing is shorting yourself a man and making things that much harder. Puck sent up in the air, brought back down by Pichetti to the ice. Once again, Cyclones having control. Kanzler sends it out over to Haplovic. Haplovic comes along the near side boards around the back of the Huskies' goal. And loses control to the Huskies, who send it back over. Oh, and a nice shot on goal by Kanzler, Will Kanzler for the Cyclones. Sends a laser all the way out from the point, and it's easily stopped with a butterfly save by Schultz.
It was a nice save. Just got right down on the butterfly and sucked it up.
And it's going to bring our action out to the right side circle on the Husky side. Cyclones gaining control. Tries to pass it off to center. It gets blocked. Once again, Kanzler tries to take a shot. It gets blocked and sent back out to Kanzler. And Huskies gain control. Huskies in for the rush. It's going to be a two-on-two. Shot sent a little wide.
It got tipped.
Yeah, Stereotti goes in for a nice check for the Huskies. And the puck slides into the Husky zone. Oh! And a beautiful shot attempt by Falcone. Dominic Falcone saw the puck, a nice pass, tried to get a hold of it and send it in, but Schultz was right there waiting for it.
Yeah, Falcone with an excellent opportunity, and Schultz stands strong again.
Point proven. Apparently, he is carrying on just as he did yesterday. Face off in the left circle on the Husky right side. Sent back along the backboards. Along to the far boards. Cyclones gain control, sending it back in front of the Husky zone. Bumped into the neutral zone we go, but Cortland for the Cyclones brings it around. Some fancy stick work. Tries to pass it around the center in front of the goal, but he's blocked. He's still in back doing battle with Anderson. Those two attacked by Huskies. It gets sent back out. Bain gets control of it for the Cyclones. Tries to send it in for a shot. Butterfly save. Blocked. And still in play along the near boards. Puck gets sent down into the Cyclone zone. And it is cleared of. So we got Domzik. Domzik hands it off to Cortland. They send it down along the near boards into the far corner, or the near corner. It's going to stop short of the icing. Sent back out into the neutral zone by the Huskies. Jake Rock brings it down with a strong delivery. Stopped in the near corner by a wall of Cyclones.
First penalty on the Cyclones here.
And that's going to be a hooking. On Falcone. Dominic Falcone going to the box for 2 minutes. For the Cyclones, that's going to be a power play. Going to give the Huskies their first chance. In a power play advantage, 5-on-4. Off to the left circle in the Cyclone zone. Face off against Jake Rock against Wessel for the Cyclones. Gets passed out by the blue line. Brought back into the corner once again by Rock. Sends it across off the inside boards. Coming into the neutral zone. We got Stereotti gets control for the Huskies. Sends it back into the Cyclone zone. Caught by the Cyclones and sent back out by Picotti. Cotty sends it all the way down to the Hawks or the Husky zone. Huskies with a shot all the way along to the far boards into the corner of the Cyclone zone. And now we got, a nice collision there by Pasanka. Or sorry, Cartland for the Cyclones. And now Pasanka has a hold of it for the Huskies. Shot on net. For the Cyclones, butterfly save by, once again, Schultz. Back out to the neutral zone we go. Pasanka and Cartland fighting back and forth.
Good clear there.
Picotti gets a hold of it and sends it back down into the Husky zone, all the way into the corner, and the Huskies send it right back out to the neutral zone. And Picotti sends it right back along the inside boards into the Husky zone. Huskies gain control. make a nice move up the middle. We got O'Shea, hands it off to Lloyd Abramick. And we're going to come along for a face-off on the Cyclone Zone on the left circle. 1-0 Cyclones, 4:09 in the second period. 24 left on the power play, and it's a score!
That was a
shot
laser.
And a score on the part of Tyler Derrickson for the Huskies.
Yeah, that went right out to the point, and he just
barreled
let it
in.
Fly from the far side right by the wall.
Seven. I'm sorry, that was Anthony Bannis. I take that back. For the Huskies. Bringing the score.
Most importantly, it's 1-1.
Exactly. 1-1 here in the second period. Things turning around. We've got Charlebois and Gustafson doing battle along the inside boards in the neutral zone. Sends it across to Adamczyk. Adamczyk hands it off to Anderson. Anderson in the far corner in the Husky zone. Huskies regain control. Bring it back out into the neutral zone. We go once again. It's after number two. Sends it down behind the Cyclones' goal. And into the far corner it goes. Adamczyk sends it along the far side off to Anderson. Anderson tries to take a shot on goal. Butterfly saved by Schultz.
Here's some parents very into it, but sent just supporting their kids. Why not?
Exactly. Sent back into the neutral zone we go. And honestly, sometimes the most action you see is from the parents. Parents get very into these games.
This is true, and we have another penalty call this time. It's interference.
And that's going to be on Max Stariotti for the Huskies. Into the box we go. Power play is over from original.
And
now we got a fresh one.
Another power play for the Cyclones.
2 minutes, 3:12 left in the second period. Score is 1-1. Things all tied up. Both teams playing beautifully. No one's giving an inch. And great, great game on the part of Schultz and Westbury, the goalies. Play resumes in the neutral zone, sent back into the cyclo zone. Pichotti hands it off to Wessel. Wessel checked off on the inside boards by Pasanka of the Huskies. Pichotti sends a shot wide on net. Goes around to the far corner. And it's going to be another shot by Kanzler. Butterfly save by Schultz. Deflected off. Pichotti sends it back off to Kanzler. Pichotti gets control again. Passing it off to Havlovic. And it gets deflected by the Huskies and sent back down into the Cyclone zone. Back along the far side. Along the near boards we go now. Back into the Husky zone. Kandler sends it around the boards to the far side where we've got Havlovic waiting. Havlovic sends it back around to Kandler. And we got Falcone, Dominic Falcone, and Havlovic along the corner. Puck goes right in front of the Huskies' goal and then sent around back. Falcone gains control, sends it across to Kanzler. Kanzler sends it off. Oh, and a shot on goal. Going to be blocked by the pads of Schultz. And the puck gets sent all the way across and now right back again into the Husky zone around the back of the goal. Cartland has control. And we've got a stoppage. Going to get brought back into the Cyclone zone in the right circle. Icing call. Charlebois for the Cyclones. Passes it across to Anderson. They bring it out in front of the net. A lot of action going on, but nobody can seem to get it in there. Huskies doing a great defense. get it away from their goal and now send it back out to the neutral zone.
A nice penalty kill there for the Huskies.
Exactly. Time's up on the power play. 1:06 left in the quarter, or the period. 1-1 is a score. High action as we go on here into the second period. We got Charlebois, pass it off to Lavati for the Cyclones in the Husky zone along the near boards. Huskies regaining control. O'Shea bringing it back down into the Cyclone zone. Snatched away by Lavati.
Nice poke check there.
We got Lavati and Cartman for the Cyclones doing battle against the Huskies. Huskies gain control and quickly. Oh!
Nice.
Nice shot along the inside boards right in front of us. Heck of a check there by Pasanka against Lavati. Charlebois gets a stick on it, sends it down. We're back in the neutral zone once again by Rock. Rock brings it across. Rock takes a shot right over the roof of the Cyclones' goal. It goes deflected off the board into the far side, and that is going to bring an end to the period number two. With 1-1 being the score, Huskies and Cyclones here at the Wolves Cup. Game number four today.
Yes, another high-intensity period of hockey here at the Wolves Cup. Who would expect anything else? And tomorrow, February 19th, Sunday, the
Tension
Girls
builds.
14U up begins. And then that is sponsored by the Northern Illinois Hockey League Academic Excellence Award, which is presented by the Chicago Wolves. And they are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Program. This award rewards players in the NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. So we thank them, and congratulations to those students. Keep it up.
Once again, brought to you by SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Shots on goal, 13-4 by the Cyclones, second period. Both teams really revving up the energy today. Tension building all throughout this rink here. Especially the parents, I think, more than the players. Strong, strong defense, again, by Kyle Westbury on the goal for the Cyclones. And Alex Schultz following up a great game yesterday for the Huskies. And both games getting ready. Both teams start to gather back on the ice here for period number three. With a tie game of 1-1, I can't wait to see where
this
goes.
Last period of our time together here, and it's fixing to be a good one because it's 1-1 here with only 13 minutes left.
I expect it to be a very energy-filled 13 minutes.
Yeah. Like we've said, most of the game, if you're the Huskies, you're just trying to have less time on the penalty kill. And if you're the Cyclones, you're just looking for as many shots as you can get.
Exactly. Cyclones take control from the faceoff, passing around the team and send it off into the Husky zone. Around the back door of the Huskies' goal we go. Oh, shit. Apter tries to get a hold of it and bring it back out for the Huskies and loses control to the Cyclones once again. A little weak shot on goal. Stopped easily.
It was a nice stop.
Very easily by Schultz. And we're going to have an icing call. And that's going to be on the Huskies. 12:23 to remain in the third period. 1-1 here at the beautiful Mount Prospect Ice Arena. And we're going to come back to the right side circle in the Husky zone. And Cyclones gain control. It's going to go back to a Domzik. A Domzik's going to take a shot. It's going to go right wide of the goal around the far boards. Huskies get a stick on it for a brief moment. Jimmy Redmond. And now it's going to drift back behind the Cyclones' goal once again for an icing.
And the DJ continues to
be on point for this entire tournament. Well, at least today here in the North Rink. Didn't have one last night.
He's mixing it up for us, bringing back memories for a couple of us older folks.
Hey, I like myself some Tupac. I'm a young guy, but
Tupac, the man that never stays down.
Yeah. Hey, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He is. I think he was putting out albums for about 5-6 years after he died.
This is true.
Play resumes once again. We're in the Husky zone. Adamczyk grabs control for the Cyclones. Sends it off to Cartland. They're doing battle with Abramick for the Huskies. Cartland tries to bring it out center. Loses control. Huskies get a stick on it. Sending it back out the neutral zone. Adamczyk sends it back over to Anderson. And looks like it might be offsides. And that's going to bring us back into a neutral zone for a faceoff here along the near boards.
And faceoffs are critical for both teams. In a tight game, whoever wins the faceoff gets the puck first and gets the first opportunity to shoot. So,
and with a tie score, everything counts. Especially like you were saying earlier, we got to keep the penalties down because that's just asking for it.
Yeah. Because once it's not even strength.
Play along the far boards.
You're at the disadvantage.
And we're stopped once again, going to the left side circle on the Husky side. Ready for the faceoff. And down it goes. Huskies take control, send it along the board to the near side. Kanzler for the Cyclones gets a hold of it. Once again. And he takes a shot. Shot bounces off a Bane stick and then hops right up into Schultz.
Yeah, that was a
Schultz
tough deflection there, and he
Schultz
made a nice
with a glove save. He's going to bring us out to the right side circle on the Huskies. Cyclones grab control. Send it off to Bane. Bane takes a shot. Pad stopped by Schultz. Deflected off. Once again, deflected off the leg pad of Schultz. Puck goes along the far side boards. And Huskies grab control. And that's going to be Rock once again. Puck sent along the boards around the backside of Cyclone's goal. Stolen away by the Huskies. And stolen away back once again by the Cyclones in the neutral zone. Comes across, it looks like we're going to be offsides. 10:21 remaining in the third period. Tensions are high, 1-1 score. Every move is critical here. Puck drops, Cyclones gain control. Adamczyk brings along the inside board. Stopped by the Huskies. Smith, number 43, but Smith takes a spill.
Yeah, you lost an edge right there.
Cyclones have it once again, sending it back and forth along the boards behind the goal. Adamczyk races for it. Lavati gets control of it in the near corner, and only near boards here. He stops, and he sends it back into the neutral zone. Tries to pass it off to Anderson, loses it to the Huskies. O'Shea gets a stick in there for the Huskies. Battle along the inside boards we go. Right here in front of us. Cartland gets a stick in, sends it out across for the Cyclones. Stick save by Schultz. Near corner. Puck packed against the boards.
Yeah, quite a scrum going on there.
Both teams going back and forth. Somebody gets a stick and sends it out to the far side. Goes out to the neutral zone. Huskies coming in strong. Knocked wide by that was Adamczyk once again, knocked it away. Shot on goal, stopped very easily once again by Westbury. play is going to move out to the left circle here in the Cyclone zone.
Real back and forth physical play here in the last 9 minutes of this tied game.
Third period, 1-1 we go. Shot on goal deflected by the arm of Westbury. Huskies once again try to bring it in. Cyclones grab it and send it out. It's going to pass off into the neutral zone. Abramick and Havlovic and Falcone and Rock all in a cluster here along the inside boards. Huskies break away with it. Rock takes a shot. Butterfly saved by Westbury. It's going to be deflected. It goes along the far boards once again. Nobody's given an inch here. Everybody's putting in 100% in this last period with 8:12 to remain. And Westbury with the catch is going to stop play.
Yeah, that was a difficult shot. It was a little bit of a floater there, kind of floating up on him. Nice stop.
Face-off will be in the right side circle in the Cyclone zone. Cyclones take control. Adamczyk passes it forward to Charlebois. Into the neutral zone we go with Adamczyk. Oh, snatched away by Driscoll for the Huskies. And sent across.
Ooh, what a hit there.
Pasanka sends it back up. We're going to get shot down for an icing here. Once again, bringing us back into the Husky zone with 7:38 remaining in the period.
So we must admire, in a 1-1 game, you must admire the play of the goalies and the defensemen and on both sides. And even the Huskies' difficulty with penalties hasn't hurt them that bad, as they've only given up one goal.
Very few mistakes this game. If you want to call them that. Huskies gain control, send it along back behind their own goal to the near boards. Oh, nice shot there. Anderson taking a shot for the Cyclones along the boards, and it comes back down into the Cyclone zone, and once again, the icing takes control. 7:17 remaining. Back into the right side circle for the Huskies. We go for the next faceoff. And puck drops. Cyclones take control. Passed off to Adamczyk. Adamczyk sends it back forward to Cartland. Cartland brings it around in front of the goal. Passes it across, but no one there to receive it. It's going to go all the way across. Anderson's got it now. Along the boards behind the goal, back to Cartland. Cartland trying to go somewhere with it, but he's surrounded by Huskies. Huskies take control.
The opportunity.
Beautiful stick work there by Rock. Jake Rock having a good game so far, but loses it back to the Huskies once again, or to the Cyclones once again. Lavati takes a shot on goal. Missed wide. Huskies grab it again. Huskies coming in for the shot. Huskies, Jake Rock takes a shot. Shoulder block. Once again by Westbury. Puck still in play. On the near boards. Brought back out to the edge of the neutral zone. Gustafson for the Huskies doing battle with Logan Bain for the Cyclones. And it gets sent back into the corner and once again back out to the middle. Cyclones steal it once again. Back across the neutral zone into the Husky zone along the boards, and that's going to be icing. How fitting, I would say, by our DJ once again. A little vanilla ice to go with our ice rink.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ice right in front of me right here.
I don't know if it's vanilla. You can feel free to take a taste. I'll pass. faceoff in the right side circle in the Cyclone zone. Puck drops. Looks like Cyclones take control. Falcone sends it across.
Ouch!
Falcone sent it to Wessel. And man, a hard check right there.
Yes, it was. One of the hardest ones we've seen in this game.
That was the second hardest one next to where Falcone got sent across the ice earlier.
Yeah, that was a good one too. You're absolutely right about that.
But at least they're honest checks.
Hey, if the ref says doesn't say anything, then they were good.
That's all you can ask for. Overall, a pretty clean game. Play resumes faceoff in the right circle, sends it all the way down into the Hawk or the Husky zone once again for an icing as we go back and forth here. Both teams getting a little anxious, putting all in. Right side circle in the Cyclone zone for our faceoff this time, once again. And Huskies grab control this time. Shannon's a score! Shot and a score by Matt Stariotti from the blue line. Skims right through the center and right past Westbury.
And good for him, just let it fly right through the slot, and it might have bounced a little bit, but just a good shot. And
you can't ask for anything more there. That's going to bring Westbury the Huskies up 2-1 with 5:30 left in the third period. Left.
Now it's all about defense and goaltending.
And the energy is up in the crowd here as the Huskies grab control and send it down into the Cyclone zone. And we've got number 49, Jimmy Redmond for the Huskies along the back of the goal. Brought back out by the Cyclones. Cyclones get a hold of it once again by Cartland. Cartland brings it down to the Huskies zone along the far boards into the corner. Cartland passes it across. Stolen by the Huskies. Tyler Derrickson. Tyler Derrickson sends it off. And it comes across O'Shea.
That was some nice stick handling.
Beautiful. Around the back of the Cyclones goal. Cyclones snatched it. Sent it back into the Husky zone. And we got icing once again. Energy is high here in Mount Prospect with 4:50 left to go in the third period. But the Huskies just took the lead 2-1 here moments ago. Face off in the right side circle on the Cyclone side. Cyclones had control but lost it to the Huskies. And quickly retake control once again. Havlovic bringing it down along the left side, and he's going to take a shot. It's going to go off the butterfly save there for Schultz. Puck passes back across the center, but no one there to get hold of for the Cyclones. Cyclones have it back along the line. Huskies stealing the puck along the inside boards here. Brought back out to the middle by the Cyclones. Huskies once again take off with it. 2-on-1, and it's going to be stopped by Westbury.
Good move covering it up. You don't want to lose any unnecessary rebounds or anything.
No, there. Especially now. 2-1 once again in the third period. Huskies with a recent lead. With 4:08 remaining, face off in the right side circle in the Cyclone zone. Huskies take control. And a shot and a fan by Sammy Knight. Puck goes into the corner on the inside here, along the inside boards. A little bing bang back and forth there by everybody. Cyclones take control and bring along the backside. Regain their composure. Havlovic sends it out to center ice. Stariotti for the Huskies sends it back along the glass around the back of the Cyclones' goal to the far side. And we've got Rock along the neutral zone for the Huskies. Sends it back into the Cyclone zone along the far side, about to go back behind the Cyclones' goal. Cyclones take control once again, trying to bring it back out. Send it back out across the center. And it's going to be Pasenka for the Huskies. Pasenka sends it back out across into the Cyclone zone all the way down. And we're going to have icing once again with 3:06 remaining.
Lots of icing calls both ways here in the last few minutes.
Yeah, both teams getting a little anxious. They're putting all into it, so it's getting sent back
and
forth from end to end.
Trying to make some really long passes and set different things up.
Cyclones desperate to tie it up, and Huskies very anxious to keep their lead. And we're going to have a timeout here on the field.
Yeah, both teams are going to try to draw something up. For the Huskies, it's how do you keep the lead, keep your lead? And for the Cyclones, it's what are you going to do to try to get back in it and tie it up?
Strategy time it is, both times, for both teams. Both coaches very animated.
And both coaches are probably telling their young players, face-offs, 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 win the face-off.
That's going to make all the difference in the world, whoever gains control the quickest. With 3:06 remaining. Great game so far. Very few penalties overall.
Yeah, no, the Huskies struggled with penalties earlier, but really it's gotten much more. It's been a much more balanced game penalty-wise. Not that much.
A good friendly game. Nobody's really getting out of hand. It's always nice to see.
Yeah, no, that was a few games before. That was the game before, yeah.
We weren't quite sure if that was boxing or hockey for a minute there the last
right.
game. Right side circle in the Husky side. Puck drop will take place here as play resumes. And the Cyclones grab control. Pass back off. And it's going to slide into the Cyclone zone. Huskies with a nice shot across in the middle for the pass. Unfortunately, Gustafson couldn't quite get a stick on it. Airmailed back into the Cyclone zone for guess what? Another icing. .244 remaining. 2-1 Husky lead. We're going to go into the left circle here on the Husky side.
Yeah, we're getting down to that time where we might be seeing a goalie getting pulled here for the Cyclones, so we'll have to keep an eye on that net, see what happens, what the coach decides.
And as we go for the puck drop, Cyclones take control and keep it along the corner there on the far side. Snatched away by Anthony Bannis for the Huskies. And sent along the inside boards back into the corner we go. Nice check there by Drew Driscoll for the Huskies. And the puck gets sent down all the way across. And Westbury's going to push it aside for Lavati. Cyclones quickly bringing it back across. Anderson brings it into the Husky zone, but it's stopped. And puck is shot clear back down into the end of the Cyclone zone. Anderson gets a stick on it once again for the Cyclones. Along the inside boards, he's tried to pass it off to Cartland. Cartland's got it. Sends it off to Lavati. Lavati and the shot. Butterfly save. A shot by Will Kanzler. Beautiful butterfly save there by Schultz.
And here he goes, Westbury.
And Westbury comes off the ice. We're going to take advantage of the last time remaining at 1:25. Use the extra attacker, see if we can't catch things up here. Far side boards. Sent back into the neutral zone. Kanzler with a shot. Butterfly save by Schultz. Deflected out. Still in play. Oh, and off the post. Off the post of the empty net. A shot all the way out from the neutral zone. Cyclones grab control once again in desperation, sending it back out to the neutral zone across into the Huskies, down behind their goal. Pushed away by Schultz. Adamczyk and Rock doing battle by the boards on the far side. Back and forth, back and forth. 34 seconds remain in the third. Anderson with a shot. And it's going to be a glove save by Schultz.
That was a little riser for Schultz, from Schultz's point of view, and he made another nice save.
28.9 seconds remain here in the third period of this game. 2-1 so far. Huskies over Cyclones. Cyclones have pulled their goalie Westbury out to use the extra attacker. Tension high throughout the stadium here right now between parents and players. Everyone's anxious to see how this turns out. Face off in the right side circle on the Husky side. And it looks like we're going to call a timeout. Timeout with 28.9 seconds remaining. Both teams trying to get in some last minute strategy here.
Yeah, this
while they
song
have a
would
chance.
Have been appropriate for the that last game when we actually had kung fu fighting.
Exactly. I was just thinking the same thing.
Still love the DJ.
Both coaches looking very, very serious, talking to whoever they can with their teams. Huskies coach looks like he's talking to just make sure to keep it down. Keep it down to the far side the best they can. Cyclone side, I imagine they're going to worry a little bit more about the defense and trying to keep it away from their goal and trying to use the advantage of the extra attacker to get as many shots as they can.
I would say if I'm the Cyclones, you just want to win the draw, obviously, and then just shoot. Just keep shooting until you hear that buzzer.
I know it's only 29 seconds, but a lot can happen. All it takes is one to tie it. Right side circle.
Right.
Right side circle to Huskies. We're going to have our face off here. Perhaps the last one. Cyclones grab control. Labotte gets a stick on it. Sends it back down to Anderson. Anderson along the right side there. And it gets sent along the far boards. Huskies grab control and kick it down into the Cyclone zone. 10 seconds left.
It's an ice.
And an icing. Wouldn't be complete without one more icing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were going to call it or not because it was close. But they,
we got eight.
The Cyclones get the call.
8.5 seconds left, which puts us right back in by the Huskies' goal. A good face-off could mean the world right here to the Cyclones.
Definitely.
Lavati and Wessel waiting in the center here. And the puck drops. Huskies grab control. Up in the air it goes. And I think that's going to be it.
It is.
And that's the end of the game. It got deflected out into the neutral zone. Not enough time to do anything with it. And the Huskies are going to win 2-1 over the Cyclones here in Mount Prospect for game number 4 of the Wolves Cup. What a great afternoon it's been so far.
Yes, it was a great one. It was good to be here with you, Chris. Another great performance for Schultz for the Huskies. Played well in goal again for the second straight game and helped Huskies to the 2-1 victory here over the Cyclones. But both teams did play extremely well.
Teams meeting up here in the center to shake hands. Good clean game for the most part. Shots on goal, 31 by the Cyclones, 16 by the Huskies.
Yeah, so there was a shots didn't really match the final score, but that happens sometimes.
Schultz with a great performance for the Huskies in the goal. No one can take that away from him.
I know. We had pretty much no complaints about any of the games that we saw here over the last 2 days here at Mount Prospect.
Yeah, no, everything's
Ice
been
Arena.
Great. And that's going to bring a conclusion here to the Wolves Cup for this afternoon. Play resumes tomorrow.
Yeah, the girls tournament's going on in Crestwood.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Folks.
Glad to be here with you guys, and we'll talk to
myself,
you soon.
We got the Sportstown Chicago powered by the Illinois Media School. Chris Hamilton alongside Andy Baker. Nina Palazzolo on camera. and Eric Wilwhite resting his vocal cords for the fourth match here.
As he should.
And we'll see you later. Thanks a lot for joining us. Yeah.